anytime. The Bivy Stick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 Bivy Sticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Eric Dupuy. Hope you're having an amazing day today. I am here with the great Dr. Alan Keyes, and we are on the set of Brighteon TV. If you're not being plugged into Brighteon TV, you're missing the truth, the whole truth, and the truth will set you free. You get to hear great information from the one and only Dr. Alan Keyes, and we have such an amazing lineup of people that are on Brighteon television all the time that you're not going to get this information on the mainstream. People are saying, why don't I hear the stuff that you guys are talking about? It's because you're not plugged into Brighteon television, and you need to be plugged in every day.
Cuarta noticia, tú no sabes. Ah, por la
buenas, buenas.
Also said their piece against the president's visit.
También la Organización Mundial de la Salud declara.
Fuego, fuego, Shushu, llama a los bomberos. Oye, si es la primera vez.
Will the candidate support Boys and Girls Public?
Como sab, y para que todos entiendan.
A new America is coming forth.
Your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. A whole lot to discuss, not enough time to get it done. Sheriff Mack in the house. Welcome, sir.
Sam, it's great to be with you on Brighteon TV on the Sheriff Mack Show again this beautiful Tuesday morning. Thanks for being here, everybody. We've got a barn burner. And, ha, as usual, in this environment today, we have a lot to talk about. Man.
And certainly not enough time to get it all done, ladies and gentlemen. Turns out the COVID shots that we told were approved, turns out they're not ever going to even be released. Yeah, I kid you not. The health expert said that the COVID shot would be available, but it turns out it's not, and it will never be available, they say. Right? Think about it, folks.
Well, I wish they'd get,
why?
I wish
no
they'd get rid of all of them.
Shot. Well, I agree with them. They're just going to stick with the experimental one. You got to ask the question why.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
so
I thought I'd bring that to your attention. It's just an FYI.
Should I top all this off with?
Yeah, you should do your quote, and I should introduce it. Ah. So you're ready for your quote? Go.
Supreme Court decision. Now, get this. This is really powerful stuff. Sam, you already know, and most of our viewers already know. This is the most powerful 10th Amendment, most historic, powerful, constitutional. Supreme Court decision, in the history of America. Okay. Mack Prince v. U.S. The only time in history sheriff sued the federal government, and the decision actually says this. It is an essential attribute of the state's retained sovereignty, that they remain independent and autonomous within their proper sphere of authority, that the states remain autonomous and sovereign in their proper sphere of authority. And their proper sphere of authority is delegated to them by we the people, and they must remain accountable to the people, not to the federal government. Amen and thank you.
There you have it. A critical decision, and I agree it's the most powerful 10th Amendment decision ever rendered, but you know what? Sadly, people aren't using it, ladies and gentlemen, like they need to. Where on earth are the states to stand up and say, we're not doing your red flag gun laws? We went this go-round 25 years ago with the Brady Bill when Sheriff Richard Mack beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. Okay, but yet they're simply not using the tools that our founders and even modern-day judges have given us, which is this dual sovereignty idea, to where the states have no obligation to obey federal mandates whatsoever, funded or unfunded, Sheriff.
No, that's the key point to all of that, Sam, is that we are not subject. States are not subject to federal direction. They are not our boss. And this decision makes that extremely clear all throughout the entire decision, written by none other than Justice Antonin Scalia.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't understand what we're going to do in America when we jettison everything that matters. I don't know where to go. Now, let me give you an example. They want you to believe that Donald Trump's lying about vote fraud. That Donald's evil, that he's lying, and man, those lies caused January the 6th. And we put on a dog and pony show on TV and everything else. But the latest headline I find fascinating says this. Hillary Clinton is refusing to back down from claims that she did not fairly win the 2016 presidential election, claiming in an interview published on Friday that her losses in two key states were due to voter suppression by the Republicans. The former Secretary of State and two-time president loser told the Financial Times that voters were turned away from the polls in those are normally two Democrat stronghold states. They created voter suppression.
Oh my God.
And it turned out to be a loss for her. And now she won't admit that she lost. So let me get this straight. Donald Trump says he lost in 2020 to vote fraud. The Republicans say there's vote fraud. Some of them, most of them reject that too, the deep state ones. But now you have Hillary literally saying, but I won in 2016 and I got robbed. And so somehow they want you to believe Donald's a liar in 2020, but Hillary's right in 16. Now, it gets worse. What's this guy's name in Georgia? Brian Kemp. He stole from Abrams in 18, she says. And so she goes,
sorry about that.
Now, what's interesting is now the Democrats are blaming the Republicans for vote fraud. Hillary's at the helm of it all. And it goes back to 16. It goes back to the hanging Chad days. Really, we need somebody to write up a history of vote fraud in America because the history is rich.
Can you hear me? Well, I just saw the review from the Texas GOP, and they made it a part of their platform, and they passed a resolution as the GOP overwhelmingly, the GOP passed a resolution that Joe Biden was not lawfully elected President of the United States. And then, of course, the reporting agency editorializes and said the falsely claimed, the word was falsely, that they used, that the news reporter business here is saying that the entire GOP, thousands and thousands of members of the GOP in Texas, claimed that Joe Biden did not win the presidency. How do they know it's a false claim? Show me any investigation, please.
No, you just lie. You just lie and say it's a false claim, kind of like you did the labs in the Ukraine. Yeah. kind of like you did to UFOs. You just flat out lie until we overwhelmingly prove the facts, which we'll do right now. I'm delighted to introduce two guests. Their nicknames are Two Red Pills. So TWO2RedPills.org. Their names are Jennifer Orton and Sophie Anderson. And they have put up an incredible and amazing fight for records, ladies and gentlemen, in the great state of Utah. They're involved in promoting freedom, fighting evil, and exposing corruption. TwoRedPills.org. And so two Utah moms are in the news big time. They filed an open records request. They call them FOIA requests on the national level. They're grandma requests on the state level. And they wanted election records. And so they filed a request. Jen, for example, filed a request in all 29 states, or all 29 counties in the state of Utah, sorry. Right. And she then said, I want you to secure those records before they're deleted. Long story short, the state lieutenant governor freaks, tips off reporter, blocks access to all of them, and calls the feds, ladies and gentlemen. This is all written up in Gateway Pundit, article written by the main founder and editor there, Jim Hoft, documenting all the details for you. You want to learn more, you want to read the article, TwoRedPills.org. And Jen and Sophie, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Well, so who got involved first?
These are the moms I've heard so much about in Utah. Thanks for being here.
Who got who involved first?
You're welcome. Sophie actually taught me how to do public records requests. She'd been doing them for several years.
Yeah, Sophie.
Yeah.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi. But we have both been fighting the fight.
You guys decided that you thought vote fraud might be possible in the state of Utah. You started to dig in, and absolutely deep state government lost their minds. Who wants to take that one?
Yeah, I will. Sophie and I, first of all, we started out originally with helping overturn the mask mandate with a lot of public support here. And then we transitioned quickly into the elections when we realized that we were up against a time frame to preserve the data. You know, that 22 month mark to destroy it was way too close for us. So back in December, she took several subjects, the tabulators and the ballot images. I requested for the copy of the backup copy of the project database and also the cast vote record report. Well, it was the project backup database request that I think really triggered them, because that was the one that it would really just blow everything wide open on what was going on in our machines and in our elections. And we had had a statewide outage on a lot of servers, and we've been told, and this was right after Cox got inaugurated in 2021, very, very convenient timing. We'd been told that information had been destroyed, and have records of one gentleman in a county actually being able to save the data. So we know that was documented, that there really was an outage. So by my asking for a copy of the backup copy, it really sent them into a tailspin, because had I asked for the original data, they might have been able to just say it was destroyed. But anyway, that triggered them. It got men on my porch. It got a lot of things, trackers on cars, surveillance, followed, hacked, bugged, you name it, but nothing deterred us at all. To be honest with you, we didn't give a whole lot of worry to any of that. We were just focused entirely on the goal of preserving this data and getting it into court as soon as possible so they couldn't legally destroy it. But rumor is they already had. So this will get really interesting.
Sheriff?
Oh. Sophie, do you have anything to add to that? Please do.
Well, yeah, it's just, I think Jen and I, as mothers, we have a lot going on in our lives. We're taking care of our kids, our husbands, our homes. that as we started going down this pathway of preserving this data and trying to hold these people accountable for what happened in 2020 in our state, if they wouldn't have these reactions to every one of our actions, there's a good chance that we might have said, you know what? There's nothing here. They're transparent. They're willing to give over the data. But it's the cover up and the lack of transparency that has helped us just fight. And we just love that every time we do something, they are so reactionary. And it just helps us know what to do next.
One of our favorite reactions we've gotten from the lieutenant governor is she actually put out a 4-page statement memo directly referring to our public records request. I mean, she literally lifted some lines from one of the appeals I had written. And in that statement memo, she was forced to, this is actually pretty funny. I had appealed for the Project Backup Database one and had listed probably 12 to 14 points of law, which justified the counties giving us this information. Well, originally she had sent a template. We have proof of this, a canned response that she admitted to writing that where she directs all the counties to not give us any data whatsoever and to keep them sealed and destroyed. And she told them that if they gave it to us, it was a violation of Utah law. Well, it wasn't. Oh, so in my appeal, I don't think she expected, you know, this mom to hit back, but we listed the law and said, no, here's at least 12, maybe 14 and growing points where this is actually inaccurate and you need to give this to us. Well, the counties at that point were not sure what to do. So they wrote back to the lieutenant governor saying, hey, we followed the template. Like you said, we did everything that you wrote. And now we've got these appeals that we don't know how to answer. You're telling us not to give it. ES&S, the vendor, of the machines themselves had gotten involved. Their lawyers wrote a letter to the counties saying it's a federal offense if they give us this data, that it poses a security risk and puts the entire critical infrastructure at a risk. So it's, you know, it's scaring them with a federal crime. So these poor county clerks are just in the middle going, what do we do? At the same time, the lieutenant governor has threatened the counties that if they give us any data, she will sue them right away. So in this response, it's really kind of comical in a way, because she has to say, it's in my opinion now. So she went from saying it's a violation of law to having to recant and say, in my opinion, you shouldn't give these to these people. But she called us self-appointed, unelected, untrained, uncertified individuals who are basically trying to ruin the republic. And at the same time, she also said, asking questions about elections and trying to get election data is not in the public's interest.
Well, I really like the term you used, the upset the infrastructure. They mean the infrastructure of their cover up and their corruption. You're going to upset the entire system of corruption in the state of Utah, if not the entire country. I have to tell both of you ladies, both of you moms, we're having on July 12th a huge press conference in Las Vegas. We're at the Ahern Hotel. I will pay for your hotel and I'll reimburse you your travel expenses. We want you there. We want you to tell this story, hopefully in front of the nation. We'll take care of the details later. You're invited. We want you there. We need you there. We're having other sheriffs who are doing these investigations. We're having other organizations, Mark Fincham from Arizona and some other people all across the country. Ladies, I think it's vital that you attend that.
We will be there.
We will be there. We're so honored. Thank you.
Wonderful.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical.
Go ahead, Sam.
This is critical, ladies and gentlemen. What I want to do with the remaining time, because we don't have a lot of time with these two, in my opinion, patriot ladies standing up for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Jennifer Orton and Sophie Anderson are their names. TwoRedPills.org. That's T-W-O. TwoRedPills.org is their website. Now, when you guys filed all this, the government melted down and freaked. They blocked you in 29 counties, and they literally called in the feds. Now you're under surveillance and having all these problems. Where do we stand now? How much evidence and proof do you have? Where do we go next? I mean, give us kind of a thumbnail.
Well, and let us just bring up another fight we're fighting, another battle we're fighting. Jen and I filed a lawsuit against three counties in District 4 for these data election returns, the tabulator tapes, the ballot images, the backup project database, and the CVR report. The whole reason we did this is, number one, to preserve the data. And number two, these election returns will undeniably prove the fraud and the stealing of our elections in Utah. And so this is the biggest deal possible in Utah. But what is interesting is our lovely Lieutenant Governor, Deidre Henderson, has filed to dismiss a motion to dismiss our Lieutenant Governor, through the Attorney General's office, has filed to dismiss our case two times. And so we have to ask ourselves, why in the world, if our elections are the gold standard, they're beautiful, they're perfect, they're fair, they're transparent, why are they so adamant to stop us?
In their own words and on their website, it says election integrity is our top priority. And we're like, can you please prove that? Because you're not even allowing us to ask a question. I mean, wouldn't you want to know where the process is broken in this whole thing? This isn't a witch hunt. This is a hunt for truth and preserving our First Amendment right, which is our vote, and among other things. We have a right to public records. We have a right to know that our votes are counted as they were cast. And to just shut us down and try to make threats and these things, I mean, let's talk about the threats for just a second. We have Governor Cox, who ran his own election. 2013, he's installed as the Lieutenant Governor of Utah when the previous person conveniently resigns. That same year, Senate Bill 25 is passed, which in a state of emergency, get this, 7 years ago before COVID, 7 years before, in a state of emergency, it gives the lieutenant governor power over all the elections in case of mass hospitalizations or anything else. Cox runs his own elections. He runs his own election, and then right away, he gets installed. We have a server outage. We have machines that are getting swapped out. We have legislators behind closed doors saying that he's told them that he will ruin their careers if they even question the elections whatsoever. We have him the same week that I asked for the Project Backup database, the same week he publishes in the paper a threat. I fully believe this is a threat because this is when I had the men on my porch that said that citizens who question election integrity and are conspiracy theorists about the election are playing a very dangerous game. And that is exactly his quote. So we took that as a threat because at that time, that's when people were sitting in front of my house, watching my house and everything else going on. We have the lieutenant governor who just the week before admitted to sending the FBI after people who were doing a canvass. Good people who were doing a canvass. We also have proof in public records of the director of elections, who at the time was Justin Lee, who received an email from a gentleman in March of 2020. Election year. The gentleman happened to ask, hey, look, I've heard there's vulnerability in some of these voting machines. Can we look into this? Well, the answer was they weren't going to look into the question. They contacted the Department of Public Safety, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI on this man, and we have yet to find him. We've been trying to. We hope he's all right. So we have our three top levels of government officials in Utah, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the director of elections, proof of them making threats against people who investigate this. Well, that just tells me we need to investigate it 10 times harder. What are they hiding?
Amen to that.
And we also need to get sheriffs to lead these investigations so we can go beyond FOIA requests and grandma requests and literally subpoena information for true opened up legitimate government investigations. It turns out along the way, you guys discovered that there are modems and the ESS machines. They tried to claim there wasn't modems. Now it turns out we've proven there are modems. We've proven they shipped the machines with modems. And now what they claim is, yeah, but they weren't connected to the internet. But these are wireless modems. The problem is they're going to get caught there too. Let's start with Jen.
Oh, well, it's interesting because Utah uses ranked choice voting, which is a very convenient way for the left to get their own people installed. There's proof that people who actually win the election are not the ones who win the election using ranked choice voting. It's not fully audible. It is not fully a chain of command. There's algorithms involved. It's an ugly, ugly thing that we were a test state for. And anyway, ranked choice voting requires that we be hooked to a modem.
Hang on just a minute, ladies. We're at a hard break. Stay on. We don't want you to leave until after this break, but thank you so much for the work that you've done. Thank you. We're with you. God bless you.
Stay there. The Sheriff Mack Show in seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys get Phil line.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. The Dr. Hotze Report airs every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Time on Brighteon.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so you can know what's really going on. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you want to prevent yourself from getting an infectious disease, then it seems wise for you to develop a strong, healthy immune system. Wouldn't you agree? I've developed an immune pack with my recommended dosages of vitamins A, B, C, D, zinc, magnesium, and probiotics to support your immune system and to keep you healthy and energized. I've also formulated a teens pack and a kids pack.
Order your Dr. Hotze Immune Pack today at physicianspreferencevitamins.com or call 281-646-1659. Use the code BTV at checkout for a 10% concession.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Kutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Ohio Brett here, host of The Ohio Brett Show for God, Country, and Sports on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming TV network in the world. And the reason why it's so important, because the Lord is using us to get truth out to we the people. Center left, center right, we're uniting like never before. Blacks, whites, Asian, and Hispanics, all uniting on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv. We'll see you soon.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, the Sheriff Mack Show simulcast on Liberty Roundtable Live. Man, have we got a barn burner show for you folks. I'll tell you what, we have two incredible guests today, Jennifer Orton and Sophie Anderson. We're talking to them about vote fraud in the great state of Utah. You know, Utah is a non-important state. It's not one of the key five. It's not, it wouldn't change the outcome of the election. Oh, wait a minute, it would. Yeah, it might not change the Donald Trump issue, but it will change all kinds of offices where vote fraud's being committed. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand vote fraud is at every level, in every state. These two ladies are doubling down and exposing it like nobody's business. TwoRedPills.org. The governor, the lieutenant governor, everybody's freaking out. They're literally sending the feds to their houses to harass them and threaten them, while all they're asking for in all 29 counties in the great state of Utah is preserve the records. The government absolutely comes unhinged, losing their minds. And in the process, we discover that not only were their modems, their wireless modems that were shipped with the machines, they tried to lie to us and say there were no modems. Let's let Sophie take this one on.
Yes, absolutely. In internal memos that we we were able to get through these public records requests, we have undeniable proof from the ESNS company that they admit to the EAC, which is the Election Assistance Committee, that there are modems in every single DS-200. It is not a matter of if there's one version that does contain modems and another that doesn't. Every single DS-200 from the ESNS company contains a modem. Now, they do say that, you know, only certain people from ESNS are able to access these modems. Well, that is not true because at DEF CON, it is called iVoting Village. It's this conference, this annual conference where
Takes a village there now.
Exactly.
Takes a village to cheat.
Well,
takes a village to cheat. Well,
at this conference, they allow these hackers to have access to a DS-200, and it took less than 2 minutes for these hackers to hack into the system. In fact, they said it could be done during the time that it took for a county clerk or a poll worker to turn their heads around. They could hack into the system and do whatever they wanted to the election, and to the machine. And so, it is.
Oh, so Sidney Powell's not so crazy after all, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Right?
Exactly.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, these women have brought beyond probable cause to the table. That's why we at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association have issued a press release that we've distributed to over 6,200 media outlets. It's been republished by over 600 key media outlets, including the AP, Fox, and many, many, many other huge organizations. And in addition to our press release, we're now documenting stories of sheriffs that are willing to investigate legitimate beyond probable cause vote fraud, from 2,000 mules to now we discover they lied about the modems, to on and on and on. Now, these two, in my opinion, patriot ladies are literally bringing forth more and more evidence like you wouldn't believe. Just imagine if every state was on fire like these two ladies. And now this is the question for representative of the state of Utah, Phil Lyman, who's now with us. Welcome to the broadcast. And what do we do when we have this kind of evidence from these ladies? The absolute deep state Utah government is going psychotic. They're losing their minds over this. Welcome, Phil. What do you say?
Well, thanks, Sam and Sheriff. It's good to see you again and appreciate everything you're doing.
Hi, Phil.
I guess the thing that we do is we stop lying to each other that everything's okay. You know, I've thought about this quite a bit, trying to create an analogy. And it's like if a stranger is walking around in your living room, and you ask them to leave and they say, "Why? I didn't take anything. I'm not affecting you." And that's what we're dealing with in these elections. People are expected to just accept the narrative that because we can't prove that something was stolen, that we should be just fine with the dysfunction of this system. And legislators are waking up to it. But there is a lot of pressure as you can both attest, and certainly Jen and Sophie can attest, there's a lot of pressure to, go along to get along, keep the narrative. You'll have people show up at your house. You'll have, audits. You'll have arrests, things like that. And people have got to recognize what's happening.
Phil, let me ask you, what is your current position?
I'm now in the Utah House of Representatives, state representative. I was a county commissioner in San Juan County when I got to know Sheriff Mack originally.
Okay, great. Now, we also want to make sure that you attend, and you're invited to attend, where Sophie and Jen will be on July 12th at our press conference in Las Vegas. Same thing for you. Your travel will be paid and your hotel at the Ahern, which is not a casino. I hope you're familiar with it, but the Ahern Hotel, they've got us a real great deal there. So anybody attending, just, we'll take care of your hotel there. And we got you covered. We'd love to have you there along with these very brave women. And by the way, Jen and Soph, how many children do you have? You're always bragging about being moms. Well, how many children do you have?
We each have 4.
Ah, nothing.
I have 4 okay. kids, yeah, ages 13 to 18. So it's a wild one.
Wow.
Yeah, it means the husband and wife each have a hand with a kid in them, and they're fully overwhelmed with children and the blessings that come therewith. So Phil Lyman, a quick question to you then. These ladies are taking this to the courts, taking this to the grandma requests, which are FOIA requests to get information. They're doing their very best as citizens. We're asking the sheriffs, what are they willing to do to help? But I'm also asking the legislators, what are you guys willing to do? How do we move this ball forward for honest elections, sir? If we don't have honest elections, in my opinion, in America, we have nothing, Phil.
Well, Jen and Sophie represent everything that's right with America. You know, it's supposed to be government by the people. And when there's a threat on our system, you know, a certain level of indignation and hostility is required of citizens. So I guess what I'm doing as one of 104 representatives at the, in the legislature is trying to raise awareness with my colleagues that, that this is a real issue. And it's interesting. Back in October of 21, it was me and one other representative who were sounding the alarm on this. And we were called, you know, conspiracy theorists and promoting the big lie and undermining democracy and all those things that, that Jen and Sophie already referred to. And but now as information starts to come in and as people start to see that, yeah, we're not conspiracy theorists, this is actual.
Go ahead, Phil. Keep going.
I'm on TV. What can I do for you?
Yeah. So I'm saying that the tide is turning on this with legislators. Legislators are starting to recognize that, that this is not a hoax.
Thank you.
That this is a very real thing and that these people need to be supported. And we're seeing a massive turnover in the House of Representatives this go around and a few of them, that are running and have already won in the primaries and will be the next representatives have said that they put in when they watched my house on election integrity was purely a bill to be able to verify elections, clean voter rolls, getting rid of the universal mail-in ballot. And the way that that was shot down by leadership and by the committee, a few people said they put in to run for the House of Representatives at that moment. And two of them at least have already been elected and will be in the House of Representatives. And we're going to see a lot of rhinos leaving the House and a lot of good people coming in, a lot of good patriots coming in who are going to stand up. And government moves slowly. It's unfortunate, but it does move slowly. But I feel like we're moving in the right direction in the House. And certainly the other side is ramping up. The left is ramping up on this too. So we're coming down to a showdown and, you know, no better time to be an American than right now when you have something to actually stand for and wrap your hands around.
Sheriff? Yes, thank you for that, Phil. Thank you. Phil, what is going on? You mentioned the rhinos. Are we really going to be able to get rid of them, these Democrats and these socialists and these corrupt officials? Are we really going to be able to clean house, or are we going to just have to do the Sophie and Jen thing and take this back one person at a time, expose the corruption, expose the fraud? And the bottom line is, as you mentioned, this really has nothing to do with Trump, does it, in Utah?
No, it's not about Trump. It's about, you know, an honest process when it comes to our elections. That should be important to people. But you're right. It's not about Trump.
Yeah, because Trump would have won Utah no matter what. We're talking about other races throughout the state of Utah that really we're talking about here. We might even be talking about sheriff races in some of these counties throughout Utah, and county commissioners and mayors. It could affect all of that. But of course, state legislatures or state legislators and our United States congressmen and women and the U.S. senators from the state of Utah. Really, that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about Trump.
Well, and I had this discussion with the lieutenant governor, and I said, does Utah have an interest in Wisconsin's elections? And she had kind of a puzzled look, and I said, we do have an interest in it because that's what tips the balance in the House of Representatives in Congress and in the Senate. And in my county, I'm in where the Bears Ears National Monument was designated and then undesignated and then redesignated. We're going back and forth, and these things have an effect. So when we look at our ES&S systems and David Becker and CTCL and Eric and all of these systems that are corrupted and say, well, we're fine to just keep using those. We're not fine to keep using it. Even if Utah's elections, if we could show that every vote was counted and was counted perfectly, I would say we mm-hmm. still have control weaknesses in our system that if someone wanted to hack it, they could. It's kind of like saying, you know, the bank hasn't been robbed, so why lock the doors at night? You know, we have to secure these things.
And who's your sheriff there in your county in San Juan?
We have, it was Sheriff Eldridge, I think, when you got to know him. Now right. we've got Jason Torgerson. He's not running again, so we're going to have a new sheriff here in a few months.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about, Rick Eldridge, because I have him quoted in my presentation. So we lost
Absolutely.
A pretty good sheriff
yeah,
there.
Yeah, good he stood up, said he's a constitutional sheriff. And
yeah.
And of course, he said, "Who? I didn't know there was any other kind," which I appreciated.
Yeah, yeah. It's our job, he said. It's our job to be constitutional sheriffs. Sam, did you have a follow-up there?
Yeah, I want to know, you mentioned that only one or two guys saying, hey, there's concerns here about vote, and they soundly just rejected you, said you're lying, you're peddling the lie. Now how many are starting to wake up, though? We've been really working on this. My buddy Lowell Nelson, who was involved in a lot of the primaries and the caucuses, he literally, you know, when they took the caucus votes, he literally demanded a copy of the votes and showed that there's anomalies, even with the clickers. And he virtually proved it, but nobody seemed to care. Phil Lyman, how many people really care now and are willing to start to stand up against this dishonesty?
Well, so I'm a CPA by profession, and so I'm familiar with auditing and control risks and things like that. And when we take the universal mail-in ballot model, I can take and say, okay, well, here's my voter rolls, here's my votes cast, and divide one column by the other. It's math. Yeah. And when you say that, you know, universal mail-in ballots increase voter participation, I say that's true, sometimes up to 200%, which should create a problem for people who know how to do math. And that's all I've said from the beginning is I'm simply crunching the numbers and saying something doesn't add up. When I showed these to one person in Utah, a group that was, you know, opposing me, showed them that the precincts that were over 200% voter turnout, they said, how is that even possible? And I said, that's a good question. That's the right question. And we can't get the answer because we can't get the voter rolls. We can't get the answers. But obviously there is a problem here. And it's not widespread. Maybe 10% of the precincts that are coming in with anomalies. But in a business, you wouldn't accept that. If your bank reconciliations were off 10% of the time, you'd get a new CPA or a new bookkeeper. And that's where we're at with our elections. We've got to clean it up, and we've got to address the issue, these voter rolls.
The CSPOA, Sam and I and the CSPOA really take issue with any public official like William Barr, the Attorney General, saying there wasn't any evidence of widespread voter fraud or election fraud. But even if there was, it's not enough to overturn the election. We completely reject that and say any voter fraud, any election fraud, whether it be one vote or 200%, as you mentioned, it needs to be investigated criminally. It needs to be investigated by our sheriffs and our state agencies and our chiefs of police, but especially our sheriffs, because they don't have to ask permission from anybody. They're autonomous. They're independent. And they should be standing up for the people in Utah and in every county there. And even the sheriff in Salt Lake County, she should be investigating this. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care what party you are, investigate all the crimes associated with election fraud, any other crime to do with this. Investigate the public officials that are now going after these two wonderful women, these two wonderful mothers. Let's take care of this, and let's find the truth and expose it and let the consequences fall where they may. Folks,
Sophie Anderson, what's next?
What is next? Oh my. We have actually had the honor and privilege to start working with and collaborating with people across the country that are working on election integrity. I don't know if you know this, but last month, Phil Lyman rented out a movie theater, and it was mass hysteria for Patriots across Utah to get a ticket to 2,000 Mules for Phil's showing of that. And so we did that, and we've had we're now communicating with different people that are just bringing every aspect of the fraud and our elections to light. Data analysts, the people looking into the third party, NGOs that infuse millions of dollars into our elections to sway them. So I think Jen and I's, next, what's our next mission?
Well, you know, we've been able to, and particularly Sophie, she's the queen of public records requests. We've been able to get quite an arsenal of proof of the collusion, not just in Utah, but between states, among organizations, among the vendors. And we are actually getting ready to expose a lot of that stuff here in the next week or two or three, as long as until we can, you know, get these stories completely organized, but she's probably got 20 or 30,000 pages of documents that we have just been relentlessly researching and organizing for the last few months. We are working with some of the biggest influencers and people that have reach across the nation to help get that information out as soon as it's ready shortly. And that's what you can look forward to, is this isn't just about a lawsuit and preserving data. This is about saving the country. And people have asked me before, they said, weren't you afraid with these people? I'm like, no, never for a second was I afraid when these people were on my doorstep. But every day I am petrified that this country becomes communist. I will not stand for that. And I know Sophie and Phil Lyman are the same way. There is no way we're going to let that happen. We will do absolutely everything in our power. And what we can't do, we will turn to God and use his power to fight this evil.
Well, my hat's off to you, ladies. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the work you're doing. You're living proof that we still have government by, for, and of the people. This is our country. These are our elections. We are in charge. Your lieutenant governor is not in charge of your elections. The only duty he has is to make sure, or she, is to make sure and guarantee that the elections are run with integrity and honesty and fairness. And there should never be a problem with trying to verify that. So again, my hat's off to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was going to ask you, and you've already answered, what you thought of 2,000 Mules. We are trying to get every sheriff in the country to watch that movie. We are not drawing any conclusions except for this, and that is that this documentary has amazing, startling, and compelling evidence of widespread election fraud. If that's not true, we want D'Souza and Greg and Catherine exposed as the fraud that they are, or we want it exposed, the evidence that they demonstrate in that movie, and we want every sheriff to verify if there was election fraud in his county. And you have to look at about 5 to 10 different methodologies as to how that election fraud occurred. Bottom line.
Amen to that.
Sam and me is this. As long as, and I need your input on this, Phil and Sophie and Jen, whoever wants to go. As long as we're using computers, we can never guarantee election integrity. Is that true?
Absolutely. And I need to say this really quick before we're off. We have a sheriff running for Salt Lake County Sheriff right now, Nick Roberts, that we absolutely have to get him elected. We have not had access to sheriffs here in Salt Lake County for the last decade. They have all of their investigative powers basically have been stripped away, and they are left only with being able to work at the jail and do administrative functions of passing out masks at county buildings. We have to get Nick Roberts in to restore a constitutional sheriff back in Salt Lake County, which is where the capital is, that can help look into these things. He's an amazing man. We're so excited that he's running.
Yes.
Send me that information. We'll follow up on that. Last question before we let you guys fly. We're out of time. Do we have a single sheriff out of the 29 sheriffs in Utah that has expressed willingness to help investigate? Phil?
I don't know of one, honestly. There's a couple that I would presume would do it.
Jen?
I've met with several of the sheriffs. I have yet to find one in Utah that has the courage and the patriotism to do anything for we the people. They're the last stand for our
Sophie?
Constitutional rights.
I don't mean to interrupt. Sophie, do you know of any?
I do. I know of none, and I've met with some, and there are none that have the courage and patriotism to act on what they need to be doing to protect the people of Utah.
But if there is one out there, we will be able to give you the data to look into. Yes. Please contact us.
Phil Lyman, ladies and gentlemen, and these two ladies have thrown down the gauntlet. Sheriff, we got to find the sheriff that has the guts in the state of Utah to take this issue on. They have the evidence, the information to deliver. To learn more, you got to go to their website, tworedpills.org. Thanks for listening.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ. Especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Barn Burner Broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, we're investigating vote fraud like nobody's business. We need people to step up and get involved, like these two wonderful ladies from Utah have done. Final news headline before the end of the hour. You ready for this? Police report proves plainclothes electronic surveillance units were embedded among January 6th protesters. So when they tell you they didn't know this was going down, they didn't have intel on the spot of what was really happening and everything else, they lied, and now we caught them. Do you understand how significant what I'm saying is? Do you understand how serious these claims are? Police report now proves plainclothes electronic surveillance unit members were embedded among January 6th protesters. That is huge, folks, because when they claim they didn't know this was going down, how do they know to embed all these people? And they claim they didn't have intel as things were unfolding. That's not true. You literally had plainclothes embedded people that worked for the government that were literally doubling down on, and now they claim they don't know who Ray Epps is. They claim they don't know who the perpetrators were and are, even though they're on surveillance video captured by Revolver Magazine, WorldNet Daily, the Epic Times, and many other wonderful news services. And now you look at this and you go, they act like they didn't know anything. But now they arrest over 800 patriots, many of them. For example, even Simone Gold got arrested. Did you know that? One of the leaders of Frontline Doctors. They claim her crime, speaking at the January 6th, now what they call insurrection. She gets 2 months in jail. Shame on them all, ladies and gentlemen. The only good news is, with great intrepid reporters, the truth is coming out. Thanks so much for being alongside, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk radio, always at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com, BrightyOnRadio.com. And we are syndicated by the Loving Liberty Radio Network, LovingLiberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.